All right, folks, welcome back to Strong Stouts. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to kickstart your day in Conco or whatever life throws your way. I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood guide through the world of mental toughness and, let's be real, surviving Monday mornings. Today, we're diving into something crucial, especially in this crazy world we live in. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, oh, here comes another fluffy feel-good episode, stick with me for a minute. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. If your buddy messed up, would you beat them down or give them a hand up? Yeah, probably the latter. So why not extend that same grace to yourself? Here's the deal: self-compassion is the bedrock of resilience. Ever felt like you were constantly bombarded by pressure, expectations, and let's be honest, just plain bad days? That's where self-compassion comes in. It helps us weather the storms, bounce back from setbacks, and keep pushing forward even when things get tough. Think about it, without self-compassion, we're more likely to fall into those negative spirals of self-criticism and doubt. Let me give you 5 key takeaways that'll help you build a stronger foundation of self-compassion. 1. Ditch the inner critic. We all have that voice in our head constantly judging us, pointing at flaws, and raining on our parade. Time to silence that critic. Acknowledge its presence, but don't let it dictate your reality. Imagine that inner critic is a grumpy neighbor you wouldn't engage with their negativity, right? Treat your thoughts the same way. Observe them without judgment and gently redirect your focus to something positive. 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful too. It's about being present in the moment and accepting things as they are, without resistance. Take a few deep breaths, really feel your feet on the ground, and notice the sensations around you. When you're mindful, you're less likely to get swept up in negative thoughts or emotions. 3. Embrace imperfection. Life is messy, unpredictable, and often downright chaotic. We're all going to make mistakes, stumble along the way, and face challenges. That's okay. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, progress isn't linear, it's a journey with its fair share of ups and downs. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a friendly conversation, a beautiful sunset, these little moments can make a big difference in your overall well-being. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it shifts your perspective and fosters a sense of contentment. 5. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same care and compassion you would offer someone you love. Allow yourself time to rest, recharge, and pursue activities that bring you joy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being and ability to thrive. Think about a time when you were struggling. Maybe you failed an exam, messed up at work, or had a fight with a loved one. How did you treat yourself during that time? Did you berate yourself, dwell on the negative, or offer yourself some kindness and support? The way we respond to challenges reveals a lot about our self-compassion. If we're quick to criticize ourselves, it can create a vicious cycle of negativity and stress. But if we approach setbacks with understanding and empathy, we're more likely to bounce back stronger and wiser. So remember, folks, building resilience isn't just about being tough, it's about cultivating self-compassion, that inner strength that allows us to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Start practicing these takeaways today, even small changes can make a big difference. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra kindness and encouragement. Until tomorrow, keep those heads high and hearts open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.